check it out. So this lady comes up to me.
Criminal liberty. Because you'd rather be bad than broke. You're worth it.
And obviously, you know, I'm sitting there with my laptop, two phones, a pen, paper, and my ear pods in. So obviously, you know, I have nothing better to do than to talk to a stranger and hear some crap when it's late at night. I'm about ready to go to sleep, right? She comes up to me and she's like, you know, you're wrong. I don't agree with you. Wealthy people are bad people or whatever. They're crooks. And I was like, what? She's like, I saw your TikToks. And I was like, where? On here? And she's like, no, I saw them on TikTok because I pointed to my phone. I'm tired. So she goes to wealthy people are crooks, and me being silly, I was like, well, why do you think that? Like, duh, I already know wealthy people ain't crooks. So she goes, well, because, you know, they're not paying their taxes and they're cheating on their taxes and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you know what? I was so proud of myself. I was like, man, I was exhausted. I was like, you know, you just don't understand. That's fine. I was like, you know, I'm sitting here working and I'm just going to work. Okay. All right. Thanks now. Bye. Right. And she walks away. She got all mad and she walks away. I thought she was going to start screaming. I was so scared. But she goes over to the people at the counter and she's like, blah, blah, blah. Wealthy people are crooks. And like, I mean, yeah, they're not listening because they're getting paid by those wealthy people. They don't care. They don't care what she says. But you know what? I do care. And listen, you're worth it, lady. Y'all need to learn, right? Okay, so if you have a terrible life and you hate your life, what do you got to do? Change your life. You don't blame wealthy people. You don't point to a whole group of people and say that all people are this. Like, you don't look at women and say, well, all women are evil, right? No. You know, but why would you say that all wealthy people are bad? They're not. There's crooks in every denomination. There's crooks in, you know, every religion. There's crooks in every race, every sex, every everything. Like, there's bad people in every group of people. Like, not every person in every group is that one thing. You can't categorize people that way, and you should already know that. And besides the fact, you don't know what those people are doing. You know what you've been told. You only know what you've been told, and you've been lied to. And the reason why you've been lied to about wealthy people is you've been lied to by people who want and are getting your money. And so because you're spending your money and you're not saving and you're not investing and you're wasting your time talking about other people when you could be sitting there working like those other wealthy people are working, like me, I was working, and you come over there and you want to talk. See, the difference between wealthy people and poor people is mainly this. Poor people talk crap. And wealthy people do stuff. See, poor people talk and wealthy people do. That's the big difference. If you want to sum it up in just a few words, poor people talk and wealthy people do. And also, poor people talk without thinking, okay? Think before you talk. All wealthy people are not one thing. There's bad and there's good in everyone. All wealthy people are not bad, just like all poor people are not bad. There's bad and there's good in every single group. Think before you speak. And before you even think, really, what you should really do is you should start researching. You should start reading. You should start meeting people. Okay? You want to know about wealthy people? Meet wealthy people. You want to know about women? Meet more women. You want to know how to drive a bus? Then go talk to bus drivers. Okay? You can't know something until you can't just like come out of thin air and then think you know something. You can't just go watch the news or talk to Billy Bob next door and think that you know everything about a subject, okay? You have to learn, you have to research, you have to read, you have to meet wealthy people if you want to know about wealthy people. You want to know about poor people? Be with poor people. I'd rather know about wealthy people.
People like to vilify people with money because it reminds them of all the stuff that they don't have. It reminds them of the idea that they could go get it. That's why it's easier to think that rich people are bad, because it makes you feel better about the fact that you're not rich, because you immediately tell yourself, I'm not a bad person, so I can't be rich. So it's easier for you to believe that rich people are bad rather than believe that it's possible for you to do good in the world and also make a lot of money.
People know that it's not evil to have money, but they're not going to admit it because they're too lazy to put the work in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of, and this obviously isn't a blanket statement, you know, doesn't go for every single person that doesn't have money, but a lot of times there's a negative stigma around money because people that don't have money are trying to excuse why they don't have money by just saying that it's bad to have money, by saying that, well, if you have money, you've probably screwed over a bunch of people along the way.
And yep, exactly.
Person because you did this. And when in reality, like, the people that I know that have a lot of money are some of the best people that I know. Like, they're some of the most generous, yes, most giving, most caring. Like, they impact the world. They give a lot of money, yep, to charity. They help people out. Like, they're some of the most giving and caring people that I know, but they have this, yep, negative stigma because the 90% of the population that doesn't have money is trying to excuse away the reasons, yep, that they don't have
money. Just this constant rhetoric that exists to make people who have a lot of money seem like they're really bad people.
Travis Chappell, the guy I'm interviewing in this clip, is a multi-millionaire. And I knew him before he became a millionaire, and he's always been good to me. In fact, I think he might even be a little bit nicer to me now. I don't know. But he's a great guy. That's the point. Rich people are not evil. Maybe there's some bad rich people, but there's bad poor people, there's bad rich people, there's bad women, there's bad men, there's bad people in every group, and there's good people in every group. Don't judge people based on economic status either. And if you want something, just go and get it. Don't say that it's bad or wrong, or the people that have it are bad or wrong. You're worth it. You can do it.
Check it out. I have 93 awesome, gorgeous, genius, legend listeners on Spotify. But once I reach 100 listeners, or I should say viewers, you're viewing the podcast on Spotify because it's a video podcast also, please help me get to 100, because once I reach 100 listeners, I'll be able to make money and I won't even have to get that money from you. Spotify will pay me. It's still going to be free for you. So help a sister out. Share my Criminal Liberty Spotify podcast with anybody that you know that would benefit from it, that listens to Spotify, okay? And if they don't, you know what, tell them, you know what you need to do, bro? You need to get Spotify on your phone and start listening to Criminal Liberty, because she's my girl, she's awesome, she knows what she's talking about, and she loves you, and she wants you to make money too. She wants you to be a legend, because you're worth it, and thank you in advance. Criminal Liberty. Because you'd rather be bad than broke. You're worth it.